And having heard that word, the good news of God's promises in Jesus, we now proclaim what we believe in Jesus in the words of our creed this morning. We share. We believe in God, the creator of all things, the source of all goodness and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, true God, yet true man. He was crucified, died, and was buried for our sin, that we might be free and know the joy of life. He was raised on the third day and ascended to heaven, and will come again in power and glory to judge both the living and dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the power of God at work inside of us. We believe in the Church of God, the people of faith throughout the world. We believe that our sin is forgiven and that we will live together with God for now and throughout eternity. Amen. And at this time, I invite the congregation to rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, in addition to the names that are printed in our bulletin, we'll uplift Addie and also Margaret as she prepares for surgery on Monday, for the Garvin family, for the Lucky family, the Gonzalez family as they gather for the loss of family members, and for Maggie, who's traveling to visit her cousin Linda. Let us bow our heads. As we pray for our families, let us open our hearts to God's love and compassion. For fathers and mothers, grandfathers and grandmothers, we pray for wisdom and courage. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, when times get tough, assure us that your promises never end, your presence never disappoints, and your plans never fail, never ever fails. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, turn our hearts towards home. Heal fractured relationships, bind up broken homes, and restore our marriages. Lord, in your mercy. For our all children and young people, we pray that they grow in wisdom and in stature, in favor with you and with people. Lord, in your mercy. For all those who are sick or alone, especially those that we name before you, Lord, at this moment we pray that your presence would be right by the bedside of Addie. Lord, we thank you for that presence that guides us through the valley of the shadow of death, that death is but a simple valley that we pass through with you by our side that takes us to green pasture. Comfort that the Sano family with your presence today. For the Garvin family and Gonzalez family as well, as they mourn the passing of dear loved ones, that you'd bless them and remind them of your presence. For Margaret as she faces surgery on Monday. For Maggie and Linda, especially Maggie, that you'd bless her with the right words to say, and that you'd be with Linda and extend your merciful hands to her at the conclusion of her life. For those in our prayer list, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, Don. Thanksgiving for baby Carly to the Smith family, Monique, Raleigh, and for the DeYoungs as they travel to be with family after the passing of Florence. We pray for our church family to love them and reach out to each of these individuals. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Compassionate God, hear our prayers and the silent prayers in our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the gathering of our offering.